brain to want that reward again and again, which reinforces the connection each and every time, especially when it gets to the right cue from your environment. So, people tend to overestimate their ability to resist temptations around them, thus undermining attempts to shed those bad habits. And there's been experiment after experiment and study after study that shows that, you know, we will always go for the short-term pleasure. We have to train ourselves differently. Northwestern University did some experiments, and what they wanted to find out how much self-control people had and exactly how people believe that they could handle more than they actually can. So one of the experiments was about the tug of war between willpower and temptation. And so they tried to determine whether people who were heavy smokers could watch a film that would romance the habit of coffee and cigarettes without taking a puff. Now, to up the ante, each one of these people who were watching that film would be paid according to their level of temptation. So, could they hold an unlit cigarette while watching? Could they keep the pack on the table? Or did they need to leave the pack in another room? Well, the smokers who predicted that they could resist a lot of temptation tended to hold the unlit cigarette and were more likely to light up than those who knew better than to hang on to the pack. Now, I think it's very important that we understand that temptation can be more insidious when things are close at hand. So, for example, always a snack in front of your favorite TV show. That dopamine-rich part of your brain, which memorizes rituals and routines that are linked to particular rewards, eventually those environmental cues trigger your brain to make some behavior almost automatic. So you will fall prey very easily. For example, I have a friend, she doesn't even like popcorn, but every time we go to the movies together, she sits there and eats it. And it's fascinating to me because after we get out, she'll say, I don't even know why I ate that popcorn and I feel bad, but every time I get in the movie theater and I smell it and everybody's eating it, I want it. I think it is very empowering to realize that by choosing your response to any circumstance or environment, you are going to powerfully affect your future. Let's face it, we have to take responsibility for your life. You have to alter the circumstances and your future by your own behaviors. And it literally means that you have to question some of your behaviors and your habits. You see, we all have life-giving personal life habits that are very good for us, that we get rewards for, you know, such as taking time to relax, exercising, eating right. In our business, life-giving habits would be things like brainstorming with other like minds, marketing our business, educating ourselves, being lifetime learners, you know, getting good staff, looking for new ways to expand our business without working so hard. And then, of course, all of us have these life-removing personal life habits, such as working too hard, not taking care of our bodies, not taking time with our loved ones, abusing our body with food, caffeine, nicotine, losing our temper, blaming others for our problems, gossiping, negative thinking, excessive spending, things like overuse of mindless TV or, you know, games on your computers, too much computer time, nail biting, procrastination, compulsive shopping, being late, losing things. And I could go on and on and on, but I think you got the picture there. You know, our life-removing business habits are also challenging. It could be where we're not open-minded, we're not willing to change, we have that unproductive behavior such as procrastination, or we're spending too much time answering email or surfing the web, or we're not staying focused and on track. We haven't gotten clear about our true goals. Poor money management, Again, blaming others, not taking 100% responsibility for your own success. The list, we all have these long lists. And I spoke with Dr. Phil in Las Vegas one time, and he and I were on the same stage, and he says this quite frequently on TV. He says, you cannot change what you are not willing to acknowledge. So the purpose of us thinking about this today is that this is not fun to change, but it's important to clean up your act and use your mental, physical, emotional, and life energies in ways that will support your goals and your lifestyle. Because as of 2 minutes ago, the past is a locked door. Your future is made up of the choices and the actions and the decisions that you make today. If you want to be an untamed success, you have to give yourself permission to create some new tools, some new awareness, some things that help you get to where you want to go. Now, let's quickly just define the word habit. According to the dictionary, a habit is an acquired pattern of behavior that has become almost involuntary as the result of frequent repetition. Even though this habit may seem automatic, there was a thought behind it, there was a choice, there was a decision. You're going to have to now start to develop that skill of awareness. You have to be start very conscious of what you do and why you do them. You see, all actions have consequences. I noticed not too long ago, I had a neighbor that moved in our neighborhood, and these people were true party people. And every Friday night, they invited us over, and you know, every once in a while, we'd go over, and they were serious party drinkers. And I'm not really a drinker. And so, you know, they're always encouraging you. And I caught myself, okay, I'll have a little glass of white wine, and and we weren't driving anywhere. It was right, you know, down the street from my house. And next thing you know it, on a Friday night, you're drinking. I suddenly, you know, realized, even though I only had a couple of glasses of wine, my body isn't really built for drinking, and I don't feel good the next day. But yet, the pressure of social environments, the pressure to eat in holiday situations, it's without us being aware of it, we're giving in to making new choices. And all you have to do is do something a few times and feel good about it and get rewarded about it before all of a sudden you have started a new habit. Another thing is it's crucial, and if you make sure you go to your reports that, you know, are printed on the membership site this month, but you need to take inventory. You got to think about your life and ask yourself honestly, when no one's around, it's just you looking in the mirror in your own eyes, exactly what habits are you using right now that are covering up or hiding from your feelings that you don't want to deal with? Exactly what are the old habits that you might want to discard that are covering up other stressful issues? Sit down and list on a piece of paper exactly what habits that have hurt you. List the habits that have worked to keep you from being successful as you would want to be, or as thin as you want to be, or as attractive as you want to be. And again, you can't fix anything you're not willing to admit to yourself as habit. And as long as you're staying in that denial state of mind, it will only prolong your pain and reinforce those behaviors that make you unhappy with yourself. Not to mention the things we just talked about, the cost and the financial long-term dent in your pocketbook. And I think one of the worst things about bad habit is that loss of self-esteem, that depression, that feeling of being out of control. And also in your career, in your business, how about listing some of those bad habits that you have, which may be, again, you know, spending too much time on your email, you know, getting lost on your iPhone, you know, not being present for your staff or your family, or procrastinating. I mean, we all have them. So again, List them, write them out, and you might even ask someone you trust and love to give you some feedback about what habits you have that are also life-removing. So no one likes to look at our downside, but if we don't heal,